Gambling, video gaming, shopping, all of these are increasingly becoming addictions in many of our daily lives. That's according to experts working in the area of addictive behaviours. And they will meet today in Dublin to discuss the reasons for it and how they can be curbed. It's part of the 35th St John of God Research Conference. And we're joined in studio now by its head of addiction services, Colin O'Gara, who is clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD. Professor O'Gara, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Audrey.
Gambling, of course, has long been an addictive behaviour. So tell us how the others, video gaming, for example, presents as addictive behaviour.
Well, the first thing to take into account is that about 80 or 85% of people will not run into a difficulty with these issues. Video gaming being one example. Same goes for gambling, same goes for alcohol, same goes for drugs. But a significant minority of individuals will present with addictive compulsive features, which means that they persist in the face of adverse consequences with the behaviour. So in gaming, we can see it in children at the moment. Games like Roblox or Fortnite, 90% of kids won't have a lasting problem, but some will. Mm. They'll continue to use that game in a very harmful fashion. I'm sure some of your listeners, parents in particular, will be very familiar with this.
And what's a harmful fashion? How is that identified?
Well, there's two issues to it. One is control, so there's a loss of control there, and the other is persistence into adverse consequences. And, you know, the harm can be, when we see these people as adults, you know, where there's very much decline of other activities. So, you know, kids will not take part in, for instance, sports. Adults will not perform at their work in a way that they should, or relationship difficulties, as we see with all addictions.
Are you treating people for video game addictions?
Yes, we are. And this is what this conference is about. The Research Foundation, St John of God Research Foundation, is all about trying to bring people together in terms of looking at evidence-based treatments for these difficulties. And yes, Audrey, I am seeing people with these difficulties.
Is that new in terms of an increase in the numbers?
Well, it's completely new in the fact that when I started coming over here in 2005 from London to talk to St John of God Hospital, we didn't have these issues. I came over with a very primitive phone in my pocket. It wasn't a smartphone. So these issues are all predicated on the smartphone. Yeah. Gambling, gaming, porn addiction as well. And I use these, we're calling them addictions, but some of them have not been classified yet. This is the issue, and this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to define the issues and then classify them based on scientific underpinnings and get the message out that actually people do suffer from these issues.
And shopping as well. I mean, that is a real... I mean, we might joke about, you know, somebody being addicted to shopping, but that has a very destructive financial impact and wider impact on the person and those close to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, you know, these are very, at the moment, rare issues because there isn't a huge amount of awareness around them. Our job is to treat people primarily, but it's also trying to raise awareness. And something like that, as you say, it has been trivialised and people giggle and laugh at it on one level, but actually, it's quite substantial difficulty.
And it's all down, is it, to our increased use of devices? One would imagine it has to be. Is it even proven that the technology in these devices and the algorithms that are used by various social media sites to maintain our interest, is that created to be addictive?
Well, there's no question in my mind. I'm very worried about how kids are in particular, but also adults. We keep talking about kids as if they're the only people. I mean, adults as well. We're all scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I mean, we're scrolling. Read a statistic recently, the length of a marathon, you know, in terms of the work our fingers are doing. So, like, this is definitely an issue that wasn't there before. Those of us working in addiction, frontline addiction services, and it's not going away. There's no question about that.
Well, I wonder, is it simply too late to curb it? I mean...
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I think, again, it comes back to the issue of regulation and how we regulate these things. And this is what we're discussing at this conference in terms of how can we provide evidence-based treatment for people in this space? How can we actually interact with regulators? I would say the Gambling Regulatory Authority CEO, Anne-Marie Caulfield, is attending this conference. And so this is excellent stakeholder involvement. And, you know, these are the kind of interactions that we hope to develop over time.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us ahead of your conference today. Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services with St John of God's and Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCD.